Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Hello and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. I hope you're all having an amazing week. We're halfway through to the weekend. I hope you are making plans and getting excited for a much needed time off and things like that. And I know I did not do an episode last week. It was unexpected, but yes, I did not do one and I missed you guys. This week, you know, I know the week prior, our last episode, we talked about growth and, you know, versions of ourselves along the way, who we're becoming and things like that. And I talked about it in a partner sense. And I think this week, I really want to check in a singular sense of just checking in on our own mental health, seeing how we're doing as we're growing and really taking accountability for who we're becoming and how it is. It's such a fine line between, you know, creating boundaries and victimizing yourself. So I really want to check in on that because I think so many outsiders can get it confused. And even people that are creating them yourself, you go, you know, nobody is responsible for my mental health or for my triggers of anxiety or depression or things like that, panic attacks. Nobody else is responsible for that. I'm responsible for the company I keep, of course, but I cannot make everybody tiptoe around me. I feel like in a sense, when you tell your loved ones or the people closest to you what bothers you and they catch themselves, I think that's such a huge thing that we notice. For myself, a huge trigger for me is hearing, I think most people, I take it extremely hard when I hear things, negative things that have happened to children, anywhere in the world. If I hear anything, people will go, oh my gosh, did you hear about it? I'm like, oh, wait. Does it involve a child, you know? And to some that might be like, oh my gosh, get over it. Like bad things happen. But to me, that's a really tough one for me. And I ponder on it for days and days and days and days. And I picture it and I emotionally invest myself in it. And I go, how do you get to that point? And I analyze things like that. And so for myself, I had to tell almost everybody around me because I feel like that's a pretty common sense of, you know, people wanting to tell about news stories or there's something going on TikTok right now with a mom that's gotten in trouble. And I catch people going, did you see? Did you see? And I go, I did. I didn't do the research behind it, but I get the premise of what happened. So I have to leave it at that. So creating these kind of boundaries for yourself is so important and checking in and going, okay, where am I at? Am I setting up something healthy? Am I creating a healthy communication between me and others? And are people respecting those boundaries for with myself? And am I respecting other people's boundaries? You are not the only one that gets to have them. That's what we have to remember. Your boundaries may look so different from somebody else's. Your mental health may be more fragile than somebody else's or vice versa. So you have to take accountability for knowing where that line is between you and your friends and your family and your spouse and your children. And there is, you know, so I was talking with a friend the other week and it was, the subject came up of being unapologetic in your life versus being disrespectful. Another fine line we check in on constantly. I was thinking this week for this episode about, because I want it to all be about checking in on ourselves. And I find sometimes if I'm not careful, me being unapologetic for who I am and who I am becoming because I know it's a healthier version versus it could come off as disrespectful to somebody else, I have to watch that because I know it could easily be taken as that if I don't communicate it correctly. So I have to vocalize out loud sometimes and go, okay, how can I make this that it's not always about the other person? No, but I love these people and I need to make sure they know my love is still there, but my boundaries have been set. So it's such an easy thing to overlook of going, this is who I am now. I'm growing. I'm, you know, making the changes. I'm setting boundaries. I am not the bad guy here. But the way you say that, the way I just said that, was rude and disrespectful. Understanding those things is such an easy thing, like I said, to overlook. It's just such a fine line. I mean, because between boundaries and our trauma, past traumas, victimizing ourselves, and then blaming others, that's the growth you overcome. That's not something that sticks with you on the journey. I no longer wish to refer to things from growing up or things from the past relationships, things like that, because I do find myself going, I could easily blame and go, this is why I am the way I am. Everybody could. Absolutely. 100%. Every single person on this planet could go, well, I'm this way in my negative sense because of what happened to me. At what point does that stop? So this past year, that's been my biggest thing is I don't want to keep bringing up things that go, I go, oh, this is why I do this. This is why I am this way. I want to go, what way do I want to be? What way do I hope that my son in the future goes, oh yeah, no, my mom never did that. She chose differently from this. And my traumas are different than your traumas. And even if, of course, everybody gets traumas, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. My son's is probably going to be my mom shared my breath with me because she was a helicopter mom. Like, we breathe the same air all the time. And that's things I'm working on because, again, could I blame my childhood for why I'm a helicopter parent? Absolutely. But is it something I have to work on individually as an adult to go, okay, like in the back of your mind, this is why you are the way you are. You don't have to punish yourself anymore of being like that. It's almost a punishment of we give to ourselves to think that it's our one and only job to keep ties with why we, it's like ties to the past, which is ties to the future. This line leads to this line, which is why I am this way. So we have to cut that tie. You have to cut that and let it go completely. Constantly bringing up things that bother you from 20 years ago. What is that doing? What is it doing? Or even as parents, well, I was raised this way, so I, you know, I survived, but you don't, but you're still referring to it. So it bothered you. It bothered you. Work on that and then cut it. Cut that tie. Get out of here. Checking in on yourself is so important. Even this past week, I found myself very overwhelmed. We have a lot of things coming up, several weddings and events, and my husband's a part of some of these, or one of the events, I said some of, he's a part of all of them, but important parts of this next wedding coming up. Then we have a wedding next month, and we were hosting parties here, and we were doing, you know, dinners and bachelor parties, and it's been like so crazy the last couple weeks. We've hosted a couple here, and we went to a couple, and then my son just signed up for a sports team, and then I look at my calendar and I have to take almost like a magnifying glass to day to day because I have lists of things to be done. So rounding back to that, I found myself going, I feel overly stressed. Like my stomach was not happy. It was not well. Long story short, they think I may have some endometriosis, so it flares up sometimes, you know, or cyst ruptures or things like that. And I found myself getting stomach pains, and I was like, okay, I'm stressed. Like, obviously, that causes inflammation, that feeds on itself. Skip to the end of it, I was like, what am I holding on to? Because this isn't like a normal flare up. This is like a continuous, it's been 3 weeks now, and I'm walking like a crazy person, and I have shit to do. Like, I'm hunched over. I can't stand up straight because my stomach hurts so bad. And I was like, okay, so I need to check in with myself. And I think we so often forget to do that. We're so in the grind of life and parenthood and the activities that come with it. And we go, I don't have time. I don't have time. You have to make the time or your body will make you make the time. That's just what it boils down to. you have to make the time to step aside and go, where am I? Have I been breathing correctly? Have I been sorting these thoughts where they belong? Have I been writing them down? Are they going to stick in my brain forever? Or can I get them somewhere safe that keeps me safe? And taking accountability for your mental health is priority and top priority. So this week, that was my focus. Even as I was driving, I go, are you breathing right? Like, I know we're running a million places. You're in your car for 10 hours a day, it feels like. I'm constantly doing work and meetings and Zoom calls and things like that. And I go, wait, like, did you take a moment today? Did you like take 5 minutes and go, okay, we're going to do some deep breathing. No need to, you know, be checking your emails and be doing orders constantly. Like, take moments in between. And so when I get new items in, I will repackage them because I have to make sure that, yeah, they come in nice packages, but I want to make sure things work. And as I learned throughout my boutique in the beginning, I wasn't repackaging them. I go, oh, they came in great. These are beautiful. Send them off. But it was little things I didn't think of, you know, check the zippers, check the buttons, make sure that there's no string hanging out of the seam that, you know, could possibly potentially rip on a customer, things like that. So anyways, I was repackaging items for my boutique. And as I was sitting there, I found myself, my shoulders were tense, my stomach was tense. And I'm sitting here going, what's happening? Like, you're getting a stomach ache and you take a breath. And do you ever find yourself going to take that breath and you feel everything release? You go, oh my gosh, like my tongue was to the roof of my mouth, my teeth were clenched, my stomach muscles were rock hard, my shoulders were up to my ears. I was so tense that I just was causing myself anxiety for what? I was causing worry for what? And I had to stop what I was doing and I just sat for a moment. I go, okay. So I was nervous because, and I addressed it. I always get nervous repackaging things because guess what? What if something is broken? What if something is stained? What if something came in unwell? I just dealt with a hair accessory fiasco. A couple of my things came in and they were all broken. And it's just things like that. So I understood where my fear was coming from. I addressed that. Okay, I'm nervous. What if something's broken? And then I lose money because I have to pay to get it shipped back. I don't get reimbursed for my shipping. Like, and it does suck. Is it the end of the world? And that's what I have to tell myself. In 2 weeks, is this going to bother me that I had to spend, you know, $30 to ship this package back? Is that really something that I have to take accountability for right now when it might not? Nothing may be broken. There might be nothing broken in these packages. And here I am, like a rock, just freaking out going through all this inventory. And even I find myself doing that as I'm packaging things up. I go, oh my gosh, make sure everything's good. Have my gloves on. No, like make sure my hair, I didn't lose a piece of hair into this package. It sounds so silly when you say it out loud. But I find it being tense and I find myself being bothered. And that's what I am constantly reiterating to my friends around me is when you're doing tasks that have to be done throughout the day, or when you're at work and you're having a hard day, or your kids are having a hard time, or you're doing homework with your kids, let's be honest, that is a stressful tactic all in itself. Where are you mentally? Where are you? Do you need to take some deep breaths before you even start? Do you need to go, okay, this may be my worries when I begin this, but I'm going to address this right now. I'm going to be accountable for how I could feel potentially, but not scare myself into feeling these things. If this is something that always happens during this task, I'm going to address it beforehand. I know that when I go to do orders, I get nervous. I get scared. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I have a fear of, you know, maybe somebody getting something and not being happy with it, which again, if it happens, I'll deal with it appropriately. But I have to find myself going, okay, I'm going to address this before I even start because I love what I do. And why would I want to be stressed while I'm doing it? Why would I want to worry so much over something that probably isn't even going to happen? So it is. It's a fine line between those boundaries and traumas and stressful moments and, you know, owning who you are and when those things come up. And I think that that's so important. And I find myself constantly going, okay, we're going to own these feelings for a moment and then we have to let them go because they wreak havoc everywhere they're at if they're not addressed appropriately. You can shop at Sarah Bauer Boutique at www.sarahbauerboutique.com and really pay attention to our slogan of give them a reason to stare. I love that it's multi-purpose of you feeling so good in what we sell and what you are wearing that you go, oh, go ahead and look, like I feel confident. And also go ahead and look, I don't care, you know? And that's my goal for this entire, for my entire business is that you feel confident in what you're wearing and how you purchased it and that our items can be worn in so many different ways. You can take that tennis skirt and tube top and repair that skirt with a t-shirt and a jean jacket in the fall. And I think that that's a great feeling knowing that the items that you're getting can be worn multiple different ways and occasions and dress them up or down. I think that's such an exciting thing about clothing and knowing that you're truly getting your money's worth is such a great thing. That gorgeous tank top bodysuit with shorts that you wore can also be worn with jeans and a cardigan. And I just really love the brand and what it stands for, that I put my whole heart into it. And I hope you guys see that. So remember to shop Sarah Bauer Boutique and really feel confident every single day. Addressing the being unapologetic versus disrespectful, I feel like I need to follow through on this a little more. I know so many people who we've had the same conversations. You know, I'm all for, you know, building up women empowerment, not even just women, just everybody, owning who you are as a person, as to not flood somebody else with your negativity or emotions or victimizing, blaming and things like that. Like I want to own who I am and I don't want to ever take from who you are. So I always want everybody who I surround myself with to be working on themselves, to own things when things happen or go wrong, to go, oh, that was my bad. Or, oh, you know, like, hey, this really bothered me when you did this. That way I can own what I did and I can go, oh, I didn't even think about that. You know, I constantly want to be challenged in my growth. And I think that we can all stand to do that more and better. So anyways, when I build people up, or that's my goal, of course, and when I say, like, you know, do what you want and be who you are respectfully, wear what you want to wear and do all these things that you want to do respectfully. I think that's the biggest thing I want you to take away from this portion. You don't have to be nasty about being authentically you and checking in on yourself and going, am I doing this the right way? I think we should make like a weekly reminder to do so, because it can easily get disrespectful. You can ruin friendships. You can ruin marriages. You can ruin connections with people if you don't do it the right way. If you feel you have to be defensive in your actions, you're not doing it right. You don't have to defend it. You don't have to be nasty about it. You don't have to say, you're not supporting me. You don't know what it's like. You don't have to address it that way. So I think that that's a huge thing that people may be misconstruing in this. I'll have people write in and say, oh, no, so-and-so, you know, wasn't respectful. And, oh, or my wife wasn't understanding of this. And I told them this. And, doing so of your growth journey doesn't require the explanation or defending. It requires the actions. And I think you simply going, or you could, you know, communicate. Obviously communicate a little bit. Don't just be silent and be like, oh, you know, watch me. Anyways, you can communicate it correctly. If I'm really working on this with myself, I really hope you support this. And they'll say yes or no, of course. Of course, you hope for the yes. You may not always get that because the other person may not be ready for that self-growth journey. Friends included, the amount of friends I've gone through in my growing is, the numbers are shocking because I don't rely on people anymore to love me. I love myself and my husband loves me and I'm happy with that. So I don't need anybody. So it's almost like the moment I find somebody being, you know, disrespectful or not understanding, or I'm clearly communicating with you and you're not communicating with me, I don't need these people around me. I'm done working on that. But I do it. You can do it respectfully. You can say, hey, like, this is where I'm at in my life. I'm really working hard on these things and I'm kind of just going to stay low key. You don't have to be rude about it. You can be very, you can make people understand that, hey, I'm really checking in on myself right now. And there's some things about myself that have been bothering me and I'm working on that. It's really bothering me too. So some people, you'll know the ones that are there to support you. You'll know the ones that are causing you to reevaluate yourself, because really, what is it with growth and reevaluating yourself if not reflecting off of other people? You see the way you've acted, you see the way your attitude is, you see the way your anxiety is, mostly when you're around other people. So if you're reflecting off of actions of others and you go, wow, I really need to work on that with myself, maybe those people weren't the best in the beginning. You know what I mean? I've hung around with so many people and I'll leave with anxiety, or I'll leave not feeling great, or I'll leave with just a feeling of not being worthy enough. And I go, wait, what is it about me that is upsetting from being around those people? And I really need to work on that and address the company I keep. Checking in on that is so important. And you can do it respectfully. I feel that that's number one. And is it more difficult? Probably, because instantly we get defensive of why we're doing things. I feel like that's human nature. Well, I'm doing this because I really need to, you know, create this for myself. And if you don't want to do it, or, oh, you're triggering me, you're offending me, I'm offended, you know, all the things. Especially in this day and age, it is awful. You can't tiptoe around people's feelings. I mean, they got traps everywhere. So stop acting so helpless in your growth. Growth is to make you stronger. Growth is to make you more independent. Growth is to make others say, hey, she's fun to be around, and it would really suck if I lost her company because of her strength and the way she makes me feel about myself. And also, I get to feed back into her. Be that person. Do not be the one that goes, oh my gosh, she's so rude and disrespectful. She only cares about herself. She's selfish. It can be mistaken. Your growth can be mistaken for being selfish. And yes, there is a portion that you go be unapologetic, but in the respectful way. I know I say that all the time, but I think so many people need to hear that. So many people need to hear that you do not have to play the victim and be rude and be, oh, look what they did to me. Look how I grew up. We don't have to do that anymore. And for so long, I did it too. I mean, I did it too. I blamed past relationships. I blamed my childhood. I'd blame, you know, what I made this one mistake back then. I'll never do that again. I'll never trust people like that again. Your experiences create your character, but they're not engraved into your soul. You learn from them. You take away bits and pieces from it. You don't take the whole puzzle. You don't want to create the whole thing again. Like, that's silly. I had somebody message me about somebody I knew in the past And they said, can I ask you some questions about this person? And I said, well, considering it's been over a decade since I've even talked to this person, I don't know what I would mean to you, because if somebody asked another about me and hadn't spoken to me in a decade, I would feel, I wouldn't feel good about it, because they don't know who I am anymore. I'm not the same person I was 15 years ago. I don't think anybody should be. I think that's kind of weird. If you are, if I can predict who you are, which we have talked about, non-growing people, it is a possibility. So that's why I held back on it. Now, had I talked not so nicely about this person before, 100%. And I even addressed that. I said, you know, I used to have a lot of hate in my heart, or not hate, but maybe negativity in my heart about this person. And I would speak on it because I felt my side needed to be heard. And I don't want to do that anymore. So I told them, I said, take that as you will, that I don't know this person anymore. And I wouldn't want somebody to ask about me that way. So I said my little pieces of what I knew, but they weren't factual of this person of now. You know what I mean? You can say and do things, but you're not who you were. That is the whole part of your growth journey, is you don't have to be who you were. People can say, oh, she used to be like this, she used to do this. And that is such a disservice to the people who are working on themselves. Know that people can grow. Know that people can change. And know that people don't always want to be that version of themselves. And I think that's really exciting. So when you check in with yourself this week, ask yourself, who was I a couple of years ago that I don't ever want to be again? Or who was I a couple of years ago that I want to find again? There, it can go so many different ways when you check in with yourself and you really address it. Take 10 minutes of your day in the morning. Look at yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, really under, obviously in the mirror. That'd be really weird if you could. anyways, look at yourself that way and go, what is it about myself that I'm proud of? What is it about myself that I've changed? What is it about myself that I want to continue to change? What about my growth? Where am I going? Am I treating people respectfully? And am I owning who I am unapologetically? That's what I want you to do. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javy? J-A-V-Y. Javy Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javy Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javy Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 today. Javy Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javy today. As I'm sitting here, I like to do these episodes early in the morning, like particularly before 10 a.m. I know it's not early, early, but it's after I get my son to school and stuff. I think about so much stuff in the mornings when it's quiet. I'm sure we all do. I get up around 6 and I don't wake my son up until about 7:15 or so, but I hang out with my husband for a little bit and he makes my coffee in the morning. He's so wonderful with that. And I just kind of reflect on my day for a moment. I'll look at my calendar for a moment while I drink my coffee. I'll make little notes of things I need to do. Sometimes I send out my work emails. Sometimes I start creating emails. Sometimes I'll do some research on stuff. I'll look at my inventory, blah, blah, blah. I'll get my day going and I'll ask myself, now, what is my tone for the day? And I never discussed this with you guys before because it's something I do all the time, but I never notice I do it. Say, what's my tone for the day? I really want it, obviously, to have a positive day. I want to do this with this kind of attitude. I would like to start my son's day off well. I would like to even make my dogs happy. I'll give them a treat in the morning. Like, it's creating an environment for yourself. It's creating that happiness for yourself and not waking up and going, oh, another day. Okay, I got 3 more days till the weekend. Ugh. I'm gonna have to deal with Susie today, who's just an asshole at work and thinks she's a know-it-all. Anybody can do that. Anybody can find that negativity in their day. Where are you creating the tone for your day? At what point? Is it right when you open your eyes that you're like, shit? Or is it right when you open your eyes, you go, okay, here we go. I'm going to create this tone for my day. It's going to be a wonderful day. Even if it's sunny or rainy or snowy, here's what I'm going to do because I set the tone for my day. I'm in charge of my day, not Susie from work, not the asshole in traffic that just cut me off, not my dog who just pissed on the floor in the middle of the night. Like, I set the tone for my day, and all those things can go wrong, and it's zero reflection of my tone for the day. I'm not dealing with that 10 seconds from now. Susie walked away 10 seconds ago. You cleaned up that dog piss 10 seconds ago. That guy cut you off 10 seconds ago. It's over. You're going to let that set the whole tone, the whole thing? It's done? Over? No, absolutely not. I always look back to that story. It was like, if you have $10 million and someone steals $1 from you, it's upsetting. It's disrespectful. It's the principle. I get it. But $1. Are you going to let $1 out of 10 million ruin your entire life, your entire day, your entire ambiance of who you are as a person? No. So why do we let one moment of our day, whether it be first thing in the morning, just getting out of bed, and you had to make coffee and I'm just so cranky and my kid had an attitude this morning before school. We all have bad days. We're all going to have days that we just can't control and we got to check out for the day. We go, okay, this is how it is, trying again tomorrow. But can you address it every single morning that you want it to be a certain way? Yes. It was hilarious. This morning, my husband, it was so funny. He was leaving for work. He goes, I just started my morning off like winning. I'm just like winning at life today. And I was like, oh yeah? He's like, yeah. He's like, I got up an hour earlier than usual because I wanted to get some shit done. He's like, I worked out, win number one. I got your coffee ready, win number two. I ate my drank my protein shake, win number three. I got my lunch and everything ready last night, so everything was ready out the door, win number four. And then like when he was leaving, he kissed me goodbye and I smiled. And he's like, made my wife smile in the morning, win number five. And I was like, get safe to work, win number six. Like, it was just the attitude that you can reflect off of others is amazing, but reflecting off yourself as well. I don't see him for a long period of time in the morning, so I have to keep that momentum going of the kind of tone I want to set for my day. I set the tone for my son's day, and I hope one day that he can do that independently as well. When you are in your growth journey, you get to decide the tone, the pace, the accountability. Be 24/7 with it. Don't do it occasionally. Don't say, oh, I don't really feel like I'll be my best self tomorrow. That's not how that works. Even on your worst days, you have to talk to yourself a certain way. You have to speak to yourself kindly. You have to say that you're worthy and you can get through this, and you don't have to feel these emotions. You don't have to accept them into your heart. You can go, okay, that's just a feeling. It's not who I am, and I need to check in on this stuff because my shoulders are tense. My jaw is clenched. My stomach muscles hurt. You know, I always used to joke that I had a six pack due to my anxiety. I was always, I always had like the look of abs or whatever when I would work out. And Brett would always be like, how do you always have abs? I'm like, it's my anxiety. Like, I'm always so tense. And I had to work on that. I still probably 10 times a day go to myself and I go, relax, let it go. Let your body go. Just release. And no matter what's going on in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts, know that you're in control of it. And of course, like sicknesses and illnesses, you're not in control of, but you can be in control of how you look at things. It doesn't have to be the doom and gloom, even if it's really bad, even if it's really, really bad. You can find a positivity in that can keep you going. You don't have to give up. You don't have to let go. You can find people around you that love you. And even if you don't, even if for some reason you are all alone and you don't have anybody, you do have yourself. Checking in with yourself and holding yourself accountable for these emotions and going, it's not who I am. It's a part of me. It's a part of me that I like to keep well maintained, almost like our lawn, or we've talked about our garden. I want it to look nice. I want it to be here. I want to take care of it. I don't want people to pull up and go, oh, this is a hot mess. I don't even feel comfortable getting out of my car here. This is dangerous. Is there a lion lurking in there? No. Keep your mind clean. Keep it tame. Keep it well maintained. I guess you could keep it tame. But do something every single day that checks in with you. You don't always have to be taking care of people. Take care of yourself. Continue loving yourself completely this week. I hope you have an amazing weekend. I know that I'm excited for this wedding this weekend. And next week, towards the end of the week, my husband goes on vacation. So I think one more episode and then I will be on vacation with him. And I just really, I guess that's my main goal for this week. I really want you guys to create a time every day. You can put a reminder in your phone if you know that at that time, you know, you're not doing anything. If you go, oh, usually after dinner, like the kids, I let them be on their screen time. Like, let that be your check-in moment for yourself when everything's quiet. Or if you're just on your own and on your way to work in the morning, don't have on the radio. Turn off my podcast for a moment and just reflect. Reflect how your body is feeling. Reflect where your mind is at. And I'm telling you, getting that stuff cleared out of your way for the day, it sets such a precedence in your day of how you want to feel, and your goals for that day become so much more clearer and easier. And I said that word all wrong as I'm reflecting back. Don't be disrespectful. Unapologetically respectful. Okay? Continue loving yourself completely. Write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Message us on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Yes, you do. And I had a couple people say, like, I have to request to follow you on Instagram. You do. I keep it very anonymous on our Instagram, so you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about the like stuff. I usually turn a lot of that stuff off to where people can't see it. So no worries. I know there's so many private people on here, and I totally get that. I'm a very private person when it comes to certain things. But remember to be always honest with yourself. Okay? All right. I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a wonderful day, and just own who you are by checking in every single day. Bye.